the hits here on the Rational Revolution. I'm Mark Becker. I'm just kidding. I would love to be a DJ, you know? Yeah.
You do have a little bit of that voice.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I think that would be so much fun, you know? But then I would say something political or stupid, and I would lose my job. But, you know, hey, it's okay. So you guys got a dream, right?
We're on the Rational Revolution. Does even exist anymore? Are you all actually going to get fined if you're on the radio and you swear?
I don't probably know. Dominic, I mean, well, it depends. Producer Dominic's like, yep, absolutely we will. Yes. It depends if Brendan Carr is listening or not, I guess. We got Rational Revolution. We're talking about State Rep Francesca Hong, who's running for governor. She's in first place in like three polls in a row. So this is a big, I think, a big moment for your campaign and a big moment for Wisconsin, because they're so politics is changing. I think, you know, the winds of change are blowing, really. I believe that very much. And I think, you know, it's interesting how to get your message in front of people. And when I was back in my Republican days, I always say I was a terrible Republican, but I don't think I was.
Does that mean you're a Democrat? Like,
I don't know, man.
What does that mean?
I was someone who, I believed in marriage equality and I believed in women's rights. And I was very loud about those opinions in packed rooms that really didn't want to talk about that stuff. But I always approached it like, you know, there is a conservative argument for marriage equality, right? You know, it's the Republicans that don't want the big bad government telling them what to do. What is more personal than the government saying you cannot marry the person that you love? Right. So there's
Republicans are all about government telling you what to do.
Well, right. Yeah. Right. Uh-huh. Yes. Tariff me, daddy. But so like, you know, yeah.
Not funny, because what it's doing to our small businesses,
it's so bad.
And specifically
it's so bad.
Our farmers, it is devastating and
yes.
frankly disgusting what the regime
yes.
is doing.
Between tariffs and that we had a guy on who you should talk to too, because there was a gentleman who he's a farm consultant, and it's like, I think one out of every eight dairy cows in the country is under his care. He's up in Okano. He's brilliant. He is freaking brilliant. He was on the show. He's a good friend of mine. And he was saying about how,
can I meet him?
Oh yeah, for sure. I'll connect you guys. Absolutely. His name's Dan. He's awesome. And he's so smart. But he was talking about how ice was decimating farms, and like not screw fertilizer, but like they have to have someone to pick, you know, to work the fields and to feed the cows and to do. And he told a story about just a small dairy farm in Wisconsin. It was a father and a daughter, and they had like 10 employees, and one day they were gone. And so, you know, he was like, I don't know. I can't do all of this work. I don't know what to do, you know? And so, yeah, it's crazy. But so you're talking about expanding your message and all of that. How do you get your message? I mean, you know, Tom Tiffany's going, oh, Dane County Democrats, some BS like that. How do you fight
okay,
that?
Okay, pedophile protector.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, there's that. Huh? But how do you...
Me being a liberal from Tane County is really the big issue here.
Right.
It's,
I mean, there's that.
I think for us, it's three-pronged. It's having amazing volunteers who are ambassadors for the campaign, reaching people that I may never be able to reach, whether it's convincing a more conservative or someone who is just very skeptical about politics or Democrats. When that, you know, when you have someone who's close to you talking about it, it doesn't always work. I know families who have been torn apart by MAGA, but
oh, yeah.
I think especially the multi-generational aspect, when you've got a young person and there's just so much like people judge that young folks are not paying attention or they don't care. They care so much because we are deciding their future for them when they should be a part of the conversation and looked at as partners. And we really, really appreciate all the young folks who are working with us, and we're learning from them. And they, like I said, they're sending their parents to our events. So having those ambassadors is key. And then the other piece is meeting people where they are includes on the internet. And we invested very early in our digital program so that folks could know who I was and how to reach me and how I was accessible. My Instagram DMs are still open. That's the only one I can still control. that's key. And we knew that, you know, I had low name recognition. And in order to get some of that name ID up, we had to reach folks through social media. And, you know, the other piece is I have to be everywhere. I have to meet people and have one-on-one conversations. The town halls are more important to me than going into a space, giving them a 10-minute stump and walking out. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying candidates do that, but I do know that, you know, people want to maximize their time and get in front of a lot of folks. But for me, spending more time in front of a small group, answering questions for an hour, much to the dismay sometimes of the campaign, because who knows what I'm going to say. But that gives me more time to show folks that I'm just an average person trying to make things a whole lot better for working class people, because I am one.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I think this is quite a moment to do a lot of things, you know, and you know what I mean? But like, because, you know, and I want to talk about this on the other side of the break. You know, this could be a seismic moment for all of Wisconsin to do some big things. This could be the year that the assembly flips and the state senate flips. And my God, if we got the governorship, you know, and this could be a big deal. As Joe Biden once said, it's a BFD. So if I say that on the air, I will get fined. But I'm not going to, Dominic, I'm not going to. We're going to talk about this on the other end of the break here on the Rational Revolution. You got Mark Becker, you got Francesca Hong, and we will be right back.